Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me as we take some time this week to go through a chunk of Ephesians chapter 4. And as we began to talk about yesterday, Paul is now beginning to give the church in Ephesus instructions for Christian living. That the reality of what we've talked about so much on the show is that Christ transforms us, and in our transformation and in the relationship that Christ invites us into, puts then a demand on our lives. It puts a demand on our lives for now, how we are to live, how we're to spend our time, what we are to do. And so that's what we're talking about this week. That's what we talked about yesterday. And we just began with the one sentence of Paul saying, do not go back to your former way of life. Do not do what the Gentiles do. And what did he begin to say that the Gentiles do? They live in a futile way of thinking, a way that is pointless, a way that is useless. That's pretty harsh language. He's saying they live in useless thinking. They walk in useless thinking. They're on a treadmill. And because they live without Christ, their steps are useless. Their thinking is useless. And there's a way of saying, but Paul, we know Christ. Why are you saying this? And because he's saying this to the church that knows Christ, he's indicating to us that even when we're walking with the Lord, there's a temptation to fall back into the futility of our minds. And so that's what we want to guard against, useless thinking. And we want to keep Christ at the forefront of our minds. So like always, we're going to go into the Psalms and be in Psalm 101. We were in Psalm 100 yesterday. We're going to pray our psalm, and then we're going to see what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I will sing of loyalty and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing. I will give heed to the way that is blameless. O, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is base. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cleave to me. Perverseness of heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Him who slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. The man of haughty looks and arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No man who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No man who utters lies shall continue in my presence. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Lord, we just pray that prayer from David. I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set my eyes before anything that is base. I will walk with integrity of heart, Lord. Just make that our prayer. Help us, give us opportunities to walk with integrity of heart. Help us, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. And this, Lord, just goes along with that futility of the mind of being guarded from that nothingness, from that uselessness, from that purposelessness. Help us to not put before our eyes anything that is base, anything that without purpose, anything that does not point us back to you. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do this. Help us to walk with integrity and upright of heart as we read Paul and we're instructed on Christian living. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I really love that little paragraph. I will walk with integrity of heart. And I think, friends, just praying about what does it mean to walk in integrity of heart? What does it mean to do that? What does it mean not to set before our eyes things that are base, things that are futile, things that are useless? This is all part of what we're going to talk about today with the renewal of our minds. Amen. So I'm going to read again Ephesians chapter 4, that little section 17 through 24, and then we're going to continue talking about it. Now this I affirm and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to licentiousness and every greedy practice, every practice of uncleanliness. You did not so learn in Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So we left off talking about the Gentiles, and he's just talking about those who don't know God, right? And so this is, but if you're like, I'm a Gentile, don't think about it in that way, but think about those who don't know God. They live in the futility of their minds, the purposelessness, the uselessness of their minds. And what does he say about this? They are darkened in their understanding. And you're saying, we are in Christ, though. Why is Paul telling us this? He's telling it to Ephesus because he's saying there's a risk of you falling back into the futility of their mind and into the darkness of your understanding. Because, friends, the human mind, the human intellect, as it says in Romans 1, is darkened by sin. And so when we're separated from God and we live in the reality of sin, our intellect and our understanding is darkened, and we begin to lose the real and true capacity to grasp not only God, but to grasp what is good. This is why sin begets sin. And so, friends, even when we are in Christ, there's a temptation to live back into that futility of the mind and to then again be participating in this cycle of darkness. And you may recall a time in your life when you sin and then your conscience grows weak from that sin. I remember in times in my life when I was even caught up in lust, when I was caught up in different sexual sin and mortal sins, as I was sin, my intellect would be darkened. And so it was harder and harder for me to see and to grasp and ultimately to choose what is good. Because as our understanding is darkened, our will is weakened. Why is our will weakened? Paul says this, because they're alienated from the life of God. When we sin, we turn away from God and we reject the grace that's been living in us. We reject the grace especially when we sin mortally. There's a rejection of God's life within us. And it's not that God rejects us or turns away from us. This is like what happened in the garden. But when we sin, we turn away from God. And so this is why Paul is warning the Ephesians of this, because he says you're living amongst those who don't follow God, and so they can influence you, and the way that they walk is not the right way to walk, because the way that they walk, the practical things that they're doing, is being informed by their mind, which is now futile, it's useless, and it's dark. And he's saying, as you've been walking with Christ, what I've seen some of you do is rejecting the light of Christ, and you're walking in a futile mind. And friends, this is why we need the Holy Spirit over and over and over again. Because what is a non-futile mind? It's an active mind. What is a non-darkened mind? It's an enlightened mind. And so we need God. We need the Holy Spirit each and every day to come and enlighten our minds and say, help me to see and understand what is good, so that I don't fall back into my old patterns of thinking, so that I don't fall back into my old way of life. He's saying, look at the people in the world. And this is, friends, as we're watching the people in the world, as we talked about yesterday, sometimes we can fall into thinking that they're like getting whatever they want and their life is so good and so successful and all of these different things. But Paul's saying, look, the Gentiles, they might have money, they might have power, they might have sex, they might have these particular relationships, but they're darkened in their understanding. What it looks like, what the devil presents as what is good, is not all that there is. Alienated. Far from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. When we sin, when people persist in sin, this is like in Romans 1, when there's a persistence of sin, a purposeful ignorance of God grows in the human heart.
And God cannot force a soul to repent. God wants every single soul to come into full knowledge of Him, into full communion with Him, but He can't force us. He can't force, in this example, the Gentiles. And He's saying, as they continue to sin, their minds are darkened, they're alienated from God's life, because there's an ignorance. And so often, friends, we interpret this ignorance as like, oh, people just don't know. But what Paul teaches us in Romans is that more often than not, it's a willful ignorance. He's saying that the human race has exchanged the truth about God for a lie. He's exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped the creature rather than the creator. And when that happens, there's a darkness that comes upon us. And for those of us, God has given back to us God's very life within us through our baptism. And the Holy Spirit's saying, let me cultivate that. Let me garden that. Let me protect that. Because the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil are coming at you and saying, come back and live as the Gentiles do. Come back and put yourself first. Put yourself above God. Exchange the truth about God for a lie. And every time we sin, friends, it's not just an oopsie. It's not just a mistake, but it's participating in that, exchanging the truth about God for a lie. And every time we sin, it's a practice of worship of the creature rather than the creator. And I don't know about you, but I want to live with an enlightened mind. I want to live with an enlightened heart. I want to live with an alert mind, a mind that is alive to Christ, a mind that is not living in futile ways. Another way to say futile ways is basically dead ways, dead thinking, which produces dead actions, which produces dead works. But when the Holy Spirit comes and renews your mind, you're able to fight against these works of darkness. And it's not easy. And it doesn't just automatically happen. Yesterday, I was just like having a bad day and I was texting with some friends and I was fighting my flesh. I was fighting being bitter. I was fighting being angry. I was fighting being hateful. I was fighting all of these things that my flesh wanted to be like, well, I just don't like this person and I don't want to love them and da-da-da. And I was texting with a couple of my friends who are in the Lord and we were like, no, I have a renewed mind in Christ. My mind is no longer futile. My mind is no longer submitted to darkness. And so what I need to do now is say, I am resisting my flesh. My flesh about this person is darkened in my understanding, and I have to fight. I have to fight over and over and over again. I have to fight the creeping temptation to lift myself up above God, to give into my pride, to not walk in love. And this is exactly what Paul's saying to the Jews. He's saying there's a temptation there to go back and to live a pointless life with a darkened understanding, being alienated from the very life of God because of ignorance that is in you, ultimately, which produces hardness of heart. And friends, fine, that's the sign. That's the sign of saying, how do I know if I'm giving in to this darkness? How do I know if I'm going back to living in the futility of my mind? Is there hardness of heart? Is there callousness towards others, or is there peace, hope, joy, gentleness, patience, kindness, understanding, all of these different things? What is there? Is there callousness and is there hardness of heart? And if there is, let's ask the Holy Spirit to come now and enlighten our understanding.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.